I just like my TV. I don't use it all. Not a lot, but I still like it.
So, your name is Mrs. Alda Bradley? Is that your full name?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and this is Ellen Waters, and I'm being the interviewer. Nancy Campbell's with me. We're in Avon 1230 Post Road.
Colonial.
Mm-hmm. And it is July 21st.
Yes.
Now,
I'm going out for the supper tonight, too.
With the family? When and where were you married? Were you married here? Or were you
married before? I was married in Tweed.
Tweed?
Uh-huh. That's up 25 miles north of Belleville.
Actually, I've been to Tweed before. And what year was that?
1927. Just imagine, it'll be 65 years in this fall since I was married. That's certainly a long one.
Now, were you married in the church? Or
mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Of what denomination?
United Church.
United Church in Tweed. Uh-huh. Okay. And your spouse's name?
Pardon?
Your husband's name was?
Oh, Morris Bradley.
Morris Bradley. Mm-hmm. And can you tell us both of your... Was he born in Tweed as well?
Oh, no, he was born here.
He was born here?
I was teaching down here, you see.
You were teaching here? Where are you from?
I taught here for a while.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so he was born here and lived here? And
this was his home, yes. Uh-huh. He was born over here, and that's not the same place it burned. That's where he was born.
We
had that store. His father had that store. Mm-hmm. And he had four generations running the store until 1990, and he gave up the store because my son had started a school bus affair, and he couldn't handle those. So it was just as well to give up. He was alone. He couldn't handle them both. So it was far better to do the other. Is it?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm just going to play this back and have a chat.
Oh, my. No, I didn't. Anyway.
Okay. Now, just about how you met your husband.
He was working at home in their store.
At home here in
the
store.
And I met him here.
Mm-hmm. So
in fact, the day I came here, it happened to the I wasn't. I lived down the South Road, and
the South Road just where?
Well, instead of you just go straight ahead where you, and instead of turning where you come this way, is that what you did?
Just straight down Colonial, or straight down?
It was down Trimble. I boarded down there.
Mm-hmm.
I had to board there for 3 years. I taught here 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got married, you couldn't keep on teaching. That was a law.
Yeah, I remember that. We talked about that at museum.
And it was really off. But however, I did go back teaching quite a bit because if they needed a supply, and I was the only one in the area that could give the supply type of work they wanted, so I was back quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went back, I had a special arrangement with them. If I went back, I was going to teach math particularly. So, anyway, my school and my former students will come and tell you that's when they got their math. They got drilled for sure.
Well, who introduced you? You and your husband?
Oh, goodness. I don't know. The lady that I was going to live with, you see, I just came that day. My dad came down with me. I think he probably was there.
Does that settle you in?
Pardon?
Does that settle you in here? Your father came to help settle you in? Or?
When he just came down. Listen, I was young, very young, and he was going to look after his daughter, you see. He was going to see what was happening. He wouldn't have left me here for sure if he'd thought things weren't just right.
Mm-hmm.
So I taught down here for 3 years. That was it. And, of course, Dad came down with me, and they went back the next day. I mean, that night. Excuse me, you would come down from Tweed, you could come down. I think we left in the fairly early in the morning, and we're here at 9 o'clock. And then he went back at 11 at night from Ottawa. I don't know whether the train went up. I think the train went up, and then you had to wait in Ottawa for a while. for the 11 o'clock train. It was a through train from CPR from Ottawa to Toronto. Mm-hmm. Now, it was the back line, what they call the back line. The front line was along from Kingston, Massachusetts.
Okay, so you met your spouse next door the same day that you moved in here. Mm-hmm. And how long did you know him for before you were engaged?
Oh, Hawkins. Oh, must have been nearly. We were married in 27, and I came here in 24. I think it was in the late spring of 26 that we were engaged. And I taught here for another year.
Did he propose to you?
Oh, certainly.
I certainly
was. My goodness, in those days, you certainly didn't. I would never have done anything else.
So how did he propose?
Oh, you can't. I remember that. I don't remember that story at all. That's too long ago.
No, it didn't stick in your mind. It was just something that happened.
No, just, we found together a while and decided, I don't know. I don't remember anything special about that. I certainly don't remember anything special about that. My goodness, I never want to tell you. I don't know anything about that.
And did you have to ask your parents for permission, or did he ask for your hand?
Definitely, he had to ask my dad.
So we had to go over.
So I was up in Tweed. We had a cottage in Tweed. I was up there last Sunday, by the way. And he was up, I think it might have been a weekend, because he had to work all the time here. You see, you didn't get time off of those days. Mm-hmm. And his father was a boss. He certainly worked all the time. I'll tell you what he was doing I came here. He and his brother were shoveling coal. And they came down. This is the story. And they delivered coal to Mrs. Newton. And that was the place I was staying. And they decided that, this will make it a little more interesting for you. They decided, well, the new school teacher's here. How about delivering the coal to Mrs. Newton today? And so maybe we'll see her. So they did.
Oh, so he purposely tried to meet you.
Well, that's what he says. Anyway, they made this for an excuse to go down and do the deliver the Newton's coal at the time. These people, my husband worked very, very hard, but they soon didn't have to do that. He ran the store for a long, long while, but then his two boys would help him, and then one fellow went to, I had always hoped the oldest fellow would go on to a university, but what happened? Oh, Morris's brother died, and he had worked there, so Lauren insisted he stay home. And, of course, I don't think it was, I think he kind of resented the fact that he hadn't gone on to university, but I was all right, because he certainly did well, but he died this past year, 10th of December, and it was an awful thing. He was just 62. Terrific experience. Wasn't sick very long. In fact, a year ago now, he had taken me to Tweed and Sterling and so on, these places. And his wife, and so on. He and the three of us went up one day. I never once saw him being sick. And that was in July, and he was dead in December. Anyway, that's a very hard part of my life. Go ahead to the next story. Let's not talk about that.
Okay, well, the engagement, even if you don't remember exactly how it went, there would have been something special enough. You said that he asked, your husband asked your...
Oh, yes, he has to, as had to ask my dad. I couldn't accept it, really feel that. In those days, you did not do, and you did as your parents told you, my dear. Accepted what your parents had to accept what you wanted to do.
Did your parents have any objections?
No,
they didn't. They were very happy about that?
I don't know whether they were happy or not. They didn't know him, you see. They didn't know Morris, but... They were certainly glad afterward. They thought he was wonderful. He was exceptionally good to them.
Do you remember any other cases where you have friends or relatives whose parents objected to them being married to their choice of
I can't remember. I can remember. No, I can't remember anything at all about like that.
So how old were you? You said you just became a school teacher and you signed with
I was 22 when I was married, so.
So how long was your engagement for?
Well, I think the engagement was sometime in the 19th of April, 26. So I was engaged a little over a year, 4 months.
And how old is Warren?
He was a year and a half older.
You don't mind me by referring to him as Morris, do you?
No, it's fine. That's the only way I know him.
So
when he had worked in the bank in Ottawa for a while, and he came home to see to work in the store. His dad needed him.
So when you were married, basically you had to give up your job. That was your circumstances. You
yes,
lost your.
That is too bad. It was an awful thing then. You could have talked, you know. Yeah. This thing of trying to keep up. This house was ready for us to walk into, practically. I've lived here ever since I got married. Never moved. So you can imagine what kind of a collection of junk I have. I tell the family the only way to get rid of the stuff is I'm afraid you just have to burn the house down.
So you lost your job, and he was working for his father at the store again when you got married.
And Morris died in 1975, so he was there until 75. He was 71 when he died.
Okay, well, how about your family and Morris's family? How are they all financially?
Nobody was wealthy, but everything was, no, we had no problems with it. Everything was wealthy.
What do they do in terms of, of course, Morris's family was involved in the store with your parents.
My dad was a tailor in Tweed.
Okay.
And he died in 1963, and mother died in 1962. And my mother and dad had both been with me for quite a while before they died. My mother was here till just about a week or so before my brother came down, and my dad was getting some recognition from his lodge, and they had to go home for that. And mother died when she was home. She wasn't there very long. She died the 28th of June.
What about brothers and sisters for you?
I had one brother and one sister, and my brother's dead. My brother died in 69. He was only 57. Died of an aneurysm.
And what about Morris, you see?
Pardon?
What about your husband? Did he have a lot of brothers and sisters, or?
Oh. There were six in the family, three girls and three boys. And they're all dead now except one sister.
Now, for the engagements, did you receive a ring, or did you exchange?
Oh, certainly we did. But we didn't exchange rings for the wedding at all.
No, you just
I still have the same ring.
Okay, so did you pick that out together, or did he surprise you?
No, he looked after things himself.
And can you maybe describe it and how he gave it to you?
Goodness, I don't remember that. He shortly after we decided we'd get married, he came home with this ring. That's all I know.
So it's one large diamond with two small ones inside?
No, it was a solitaire, but my ring had to be changed.
Mm-hmm.
You know how it wears out the bag? Mm-hmm. And he decided we'd have the tiny ones put on they're not chips, but they're real diamonds, but anyway, that's the ring.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the setting.
So it was a solitaire originally, mm-hmm. and then mm-hmm. when you had it fixed, you put it on.
I don't know how long that was, but it certainly, you know, I don't think they make the, I forget what the carat of it was, but it didn't, when they're high carat, they wear out, so, you know, it's better to, you'd be better to have a 10 carat base of your ring, in order to keep it, to have it wear, because it wears the other. This my got just down to about 30 stem thing. We have to do something about it. You probably know, but maybe I don't know what they make them of nowadays.
Usually about 10 or 14.
Is that it?
It's even a little harder.
It's harder than, and mine was, and mine had initials and so on, all this stuff inside of it. Of course, they all wore off in no time, too, you know.
How much would that a ring like that have cost?
You know, I saw the, I saw his, in an old wallet of his the other day, and I think it cost him $175 in 1926. So this would be worth plenty now.
Mm-hmm. It's quite the ring you can
have. Mm-hmm. It was a good ring, I'll tell you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So that would have been a few months. Or that would have been a long time. So
I have never gone ahead and mine valued now, but I'm not going to do it. I don't care. Sorry, it'd be worth quite a bit.
Well, it's also worth a lot of sentiment.
Oh, nobody's good. My daughter will get it when I'm gone.
Now, when you were engaged, did you have a family party or a party with friends or anything?
Oh, we didn't have anything like that. We had always had lots of family parties when I was home. But you see, when I was teaching school, I went home. Now, and I used to go to a summer school in Toronto, you see, when I was, I took physical training, you know, these special courses in PT. Mm-hmm. And at Hart House in Toronto, you probably know about Hart House in connection with the University of Toronto. And I did that, you see, the summers. So I wasn't home too long in the summertime even. I'd be home, well, your course was about 6 weeks, I think. And when you had to get back to school, you started school after the day after Labor Day, I think. I don't know, I can't have much of anything to tell you. I don't think I've been very interesting even to tell you.
Oh, you've been telling us more than we expected.
Oh, my.
That's great. Especially your recall of dates. I have very bad time of dates. But,
hear my son. I have one son left. And a daughter. She lives at, my daughter lives at Winchester. She has a travel business over there. And, however, Ross, he's retired. He retired 2 years ago from the Bureau of Statistics. And he's got the most marvelous recall of dates and so on. I can hardly imagine how he does it, but he certainly has a marvelous recall of dates. I think I've got over that. I used to, of course, listen, I concentrated on dates when I taught and so on. But you know, after you've gone away for a while, I don't need the dates. So I think I put out of, you often put out of your mind a lot of the things that you don't need now. You might just well better concentrate. Names are my awful, I forget names. And I don't think I'm the only one. There's so many, everybody say, I forget. I never can think that person's name. You got to stink all along. Such an awful feeling.
We have a few questions about, just before you run in as well. About who did the preparations for the
wedding? Oh, my mother did the whole thing.
Did the whole thing?
And we had it at home, and we had a nice wedding in the church. We had a very lovely church wedding. I just got a picture. I should show you this one. A picture of the wedding of the organ that we had in the church. I don't know. But I wasn't telling you a fairy tale.
So your mother arranged for the church?
Oh, yes,
and the hall
she did all
the flowers and everything?
Cooking and everything.
She cooked for the whole reception?
No, but I didn't have very many people, about 35 or 40 people at it, you see. It's somewhere else. You didn't went for anything that big, you know, that's you.
No. So who paid for the wedding? Was it your family then?
Oh, yes, Dad paid for everything.
And did Morris's family contribute to anything or to a
no,
party?
No,
or
it was not. Most days the girl right paid way. For the thing. They paid for at home, naturally.
Now, what about your dress?
Well, I had a very nice dress, and you know, I have it in a cedar chest upstairs, and I've lost the key of the cedar chest, and I can't remember it.
It's safe.
I cannot find it.
Now, who made it, or did you
buy it? Oh, there's the church. There's the church I used to go to, but that was a Presbyterian church.
Maybe that was one. Was the dress store-bought, or did you
make it? It was a...
I guess if your father was a tailor.
No, I bought it in a very nice, an exclusive spot in Toronto, on Brewer Street. I just can't think of the name of it. But anyway, there's a Roman Catholic church there in Tweed. We have a big Roman Catholic church there. Mm-hmm. And this is the Anglican church, and this is the new Anglican church. Maybe the United Church is there. Oh, here's the organ. My goodness, it never goes.
There's the organ.
There's mm-hmm. the organ.
That's huge.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, we did pictures of church too. There it is.
Oh, that's really pretty.
Yeah, it's a beautiful church.
St. John's and Mary Church.
Anyway, that is at last. It's not the limit. It didn't start the first. I was saying it was at the back, and it wasn't. And here's our little, maybe you've heard of the smallest little jailhouse in the world. This is it at Tweed. And they're using it now as a tourist area too, but people want to go inside and have their picture taken behind the
bars. For the wedding, if your mother was in charge of everything, was she also in charge of sending out wedding invitations?
I think we phoned them out or wrote them out ourselves. We didn't send out invitations.
You didn't have any printed out?
No. Youngsters at school gave me a very lovely silver roll or affair. Oh, I had a lot of nice gifts, but...
Well, that's a later question, though. That's the one I'm really interested in. But if you phoned them out or just wrote them out personally, did you have a hand in deciding who was going to be invited? Or
oh, definitely.
Was it just
it was mostly family, you know. That's really, I didn't have any... And listen, all the girls I went to school with were out working. Because I was married the 14th of September, you know, mm-hmm. I had to go back to school. So.
Did you have a formal announcement of the wedding or the engagement in the paper?
Oh, no, I don't know. If we did, they're right up to have some place, but I don't know where they are.
What about a community party? Did you have any kind of...
No, we didn't have any community parties or anything like that.
Did you have any marriage preparation classes?
No. We didn't get that sort of thing these days.
What about your trousseau? Did you have one, or did you prepare one?
Oh, I had a lot of nice clothes, and I had nice linen. I had hemstitched tablecloths, and my aunt had put a big initial on the second corner. And I had 12 serviettes that I initialed, and she put a...
Now, was that with your initial? Was that your maiden initial?
My maiden, M. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I read about that.
That's what I had. Now, I have given that to a niece. In fact, this niece is going to be here today. Because her married name is McDougall, and so this M could go in very nicely for her.
Oh, yeah.
But it is a very valuable tablecloth. It's a beautiful Irish linen, and I had this the hem stitching all around it. I did. I used to do a lot of that. In fact, I hem stitched some of my sheets, and they even had initials on the sheets.
Isn't that awesome? So you had sheets in your trousseau and linen and clothes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you can remember? It was basically clothing and cloth.
I think it is. I think that's what. So I don't think I had, but I did have a lot of very lovely linen.
Mm-hmm.
My mother was very keen about linen. And we always had a linen tablecloth on our table. I had an aunt that went to her place. She always had this beautiful linen cloth. She would not eat in the kitchen. She had beautiful linen, and she always used her silver tea service every time anybody was. And she was there by herself. I think she said that silver tea service was there. And I can always remember that she had a dish of candy always sat in front of the center of the table. It was a lovely big glass of it.
And if you had a trousseau, did you have a hope chest as well?
Oh, yes. Well, you see, I've got the hope chest upstairs. I can't get it open.
Your wedding gift.
Uh-huh. I can't get it
open. What was in the hope chest?
Oh, gosh. Well, I imagine I put all this other junk in it. I don't remember. I had all kinds of stuff with it. And, you know, you kept picking up stuff all the time when you were teaching. I had a little bit of money, you see, in those days. And I love China. And I always liked to get that sort of thing. I used to buy vases and, you know, things like that.
Well, vases and teacups?
I didn't buy many of those, but I had so many of them given to me, you see, I've got lots. And I've been giving my grandchildren a cup, and every time I think of, I've given them all each 2 cups and saucers. Yes, I've given them all, like some of the nieces and nephews, because I want to get rid of them. And I mean, I don't want them. Well, I don't want them much here.
What else there?
Hmm?
Was it basically kitchen stuff and
I think my father-in-law had all this equipment for, I bought a whole bunch of wherever too before him. You know, the aluminum? You've heard of wherever aluminum, haven't you? Well, that's what I had all this, and I'm still using a good many of it.
And that was given to you by your husband's father?
No, myself, but Grandpa Bradley had ever so many of the net of the articles that you would use all the time here. When we came, he got them all brand new for us, you see.
So that was something.
And this was where I came, and this was his house. But this became our house, too, because we never had to buy it.
So did you two live here all by yourself then?
Mm-hmm. And we had 3 of the family then. That's it.
Well, did you have anything passed on to you by your parents or Morris's parents for your trousseau or love chest?
I don't think so. I don't remember anything like that. No, no, no.
And what about the day of the wedding itself? Do you remember what time you were married?
11 o'clock in the morning on a Wednesday.
Was there a special reason for that, or was it just a day that you both had available and everyone else?
I have no idea why I picked on Wednesday, but I picked on Wednesday, and that's the day we were married. It was 11 o'clock in the morning, and we went back to the house and had this big, I think Mother had a big chicken dinner. How under the sun she did it, I never know. My mother was an amazing person. I don't know how she did it, but they did things like that.
Now, what last-minute preparations did you have the morning of the wedding? Was there anything that...
No, we went to Belleville the day before and bought all kinds of flowers for the wedding. At Team Grain the day before. But the day of the wedding was lovely.
Everything was in order?
Everything was just...
So usually someone has something that goes wrong.
I don't know of anything at all. I know my brother wasn't happy about me getting married, but that stood to reason. And Dad had tin cans and stuff ready to put on. And he told Morris, for goodness sakes, let him put them on. You can take them off later. And that's exactly what happened. I was so disgusted seeing these when Morris said, your dad said he told Bill he could do it. So... he didn't want me to get married. His sister wasn't supposed to get married.
Was it your home just before the wedding? Was it just all family?
It was just a family affair entirely. When my daughter got married, you see, it was all so much different. But I was going to show you a picture here that I should show you of my picture I went trying to get last year about this time, and I had an awful time getting it, but eventually had a grandfather that used to live in Sterling. We really did. We always had, Mother had these mats. Oh, I forget about that sort of thing.
You're supposed to forget about it.
I'm quite sure I must have.
Never think of the time.
Now, where did you dress for the wedding? Did you dress at home, at your parents' house?
Naturally, everything was done from there. It wasn't a big wedding, just a plain, ordinary wedding. There was nothing to it.
There were no special customs or superstitions that your family had?
No way at all. This is a wedding picture we had this taken after we came back to Ottawa.
Yes, you were looking at that.
Oh, you were?
You didn't have the, what is it? Something old, something new, something...
Oh, yes, I had
a lucky sixpence.
A lady from here gave me a special handkerchief that she had made, and it was a new one. Oh, it was a beautiful. And somebody else gave me their blue garter. What else do you have to forget?
Something old.
Something new. Something borrowed.
Something blue and lucky sixpence.
I had all those things in the once again.
But that's a superstition. There's nothing else that you followed?
No. I just got married.
Was your husband allowed to see you the day of the wedding?
No, he didn't come. They drove down from Navan. In those days, to drive to Navan was a long way. It was 200 and some miles, and they had to go down number 2. Number 7 even wasn't built then. Number 7 wasn't built till after Marilyn was born. In fact, Mother and Dad came down to see me at the hospital, and the road had just finished, and it was just mostly crap. But
things have changed quickly.
Yes, they changed. But you know something? Every time I hear Marion Cook talking, I never lived in her area, her era at all, I'm quite sure, because I lived in it. We always had electricity. In this someplace here, you'll see in this tweed book, you see where the dam was. They had a dam on the Moira River, and we had electricity from that. But my dad couldn't use that then because he worked night and day, and he had this special Delco plant or something like that, and he had to start it every night to invariably worked at night. Oh, you hear Mary Cook on the radio, don't you? My goodness, she's always telling stories. She's the one from Marshall County in the 30s. She's very... Oh, you hear that on every place. My mother's father came, but my dad's... my Grandpa McGee didn't come because he was not hardly able. But this other grandfather came over in the car. He had bought me, didn't buy a car until he was 75. And he had nice little molds and feel. It was a beautiful little car.
So basically the wedding party was your family, or did you have any?
No, I didn't have anyone else at all but this family.
So
all the youngsters from school were let out to go to it. But I didn't have any special big do at all.
Did you have bridesmaids and grooms?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Well, my sister was my bridesmaid. And, we had 2 ushers. And the best man was my Morris brother, Gordon.
Okay, it's very close to my time. Now, about the wedding itself,
did your
father give you away?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Oh, don't say that. But we had this beautiful... And this girl, a school chum of mine, played the organ. Man, it was a beautiful. This organ was so beautifully played. It was, we're very proud of this organ.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it puts is the date there when it was put in, but it is a beautiful thing, and it's still there.
Did you carry flowers when you were married?
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what they were?
Yes, these talisman roses. They were beautiful things. They called them talisman roses. They were brought here Morris brought them that morning. He picked them up that morning from the forest here in Ottawa.
Did your sister have flowers too?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Everyone? All of the women. Or did any of the men have flowers? Did any of the men have
the men had their little affairs in the button.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was the church itself decorated?
Yes, with lovely flowers.
Now, did your mom do that, too?
No, we went to Belmo. Well, of course, I think I took them all over there myself the next morning.
Did you have a bridal vehicle, or did you...
Oh, no.
Did you have a car that... You said you already had...
Dad had a car, and we had a car, our own seldom went away in a car.
With the tin cans on the back?
Yes, with tin cans on the back, and we didn't get very far before they were taken off.
was your house decorated when you got back? Or
No. Oh, well, I don't know what. The house was shining clean and so on, but I don't imagine anything else.
So, in all, how many people would you say approximately?
Oh, maybe 30 or 35. Nothing more than that. I just can't say how many.
And were most of the people who were there from Tweed as well?
Sterling. Sterling was my mother in bed. Used to come from Sterling. See, this is the house I was born in. That's Sterling.
Mm-hmm. So you were married in Tweed, and your parents had to come from Sterling, and Morris's parents had to come from Ottawa?
Morris's parents came from from here. Yeah. And his brother Cecil was there. Maybe Cecil was, he was the older one. I don't think Gordon could get away. He was had to work in the store. No, I think it was Cecil. Cecil worked with the government. And he was able to get away.
Where did he come from?
Well, he lived in Ottawa. And that was it. Friends, I told you fairy tales, but you don't mind.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything you can tell us.
Everything could be some wrong stories, but anyway.
You said that you had a girl playing the organ.
Yes, this.
Is there any tune in particular that you asked her to play?
I don't remember that. I don't remember. She was a very musical person. I'm quite sure she picked out all. I don't remember asking her anything special. But I knew she played nice. Her music was beautiful.
And who conducted the service? Do you remember the name of the priest?
I was looking through this last night and trying to figure out which minister it was. And his name was Cook.
Cook?
As the names of the ministers here for so long were here, and I picked out it was Mr. Cook. I'll tell you the reason I knew for sure was the year. I thought it was Cook, but I know it's his Cook. I remember Mother wasn't too happy about that man, but just the same, he was a minister.
Why wasn't your mother happy about that?
Hmm?
Why wasn't your mother happy about that?
I don't think she particularly liked him. He was, Mother was a real churchgoer. She loved church. And I don't think she thought he was up to the mark. You know, sometimes he's... I don't know. I'm so glad I found the picture of that.
The church.
And of the organ.
Mm-hmm.
Takes up that whole thing. It's a big organ. You know, that nowadays they only have small ones. They don't take up any space. But that one sure did. But I always think this is a marvelous church because that is a... For I don't know what year it was built. Like you said, well, it was built in 1891. So it's pretty old. 100 years. Oh, part of the 100 years old. This thing is the 100th anniversary of Tweed started in 1891.
Yeah, the book is the centennial.
Mm-hmm. And the pipe organ was installed in November 1916. And it's still there.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
It's a wonder somebody hasn't decided it should be out. You know, everybody wants to change things. Isn't that the way?
Mm-hmm.
You change things. In this area, there's a 10th line up here. And you've got all kinds of people have moved in. You see, Orleans is very big. And it's spilled over to in the township of Cumberland. And and it's in Gloucester, too. And there's a 10th line up there. And that 10th line has just been for years and years. A lot of those people, when they moved in, they wanted it. They could not get a 10th line. That's not an awful name. Gee, God, they bought it, and they did not let them change it. It's still 10th line. But look at the Bureau of Statistics, the ground it's on. What do they call it? Charlotte Whitman. They wanted to change it. When Charlotte Whitman was there, no way would anyone change that. Ah! I can't think of what they used to call it, but I'll tell you right now, it wasn't, was he married? I'm such a bad process in here. He was a statistician. He'd tell you all this stuff. I think that what was called it. And are you all of a girl?
No, I'm Southern Ontario and she's Saskatchewan.
Oh, you're a long way from home. And would you go to school down here, Tom?
Yeah, in just a while.
You go, and you too?
Yeah, both of us. Mm-hmm.
I had a niece who was there teaching me getting a chicken. I think that helps.
Sure, yeah. Hindrance.
No, it's no hindrance. But she, I just could not. We, when she told us about the job, that she had, these the people had been there, then we could hardly get over the fact that teachers' jobs are so hard to come by. Because she has a sister who is a graduate of Western, and she has gone to York University since, and she has taught with the Roman Catholic School Board in Ottawa, and not Ottawa, Toronto. And she is only on the supply line. Yeah. She was all last year on the supply line. She had job work every day, but she hasn't got a permanent job. They're not hiring that sort of thing. And here this young Kathy goes to work and picks up this job and
some people out there.
I could not get over it. I imagine that Kathy's a marvelous teacher. But how do they know when they come to see it? Portray something. Have you got one? Have you got a job? Are you not ready for a job?
Not ready for a job.
We're both in co-op right now.
I see. Oh, I see you. And you have, I understand this. There's a fellow at the store has girls working for him in their co-op too, and they have to go out different places. To, one's working in a bank for the part of the summer and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And, one's teaching French for a year. I don't know for how long. This one, I think they're both like these. Well, there's three or four of years that they come in just for 3 or 4 hours every so often. And but they're with co-op. That's what they're teaching. So most schools have that, huh?
A lot of universities and colleges too.
Well, I'd imagine they do from Grantham College.
Yeah, I'm for that.
In fact, I didn't. I've never known the girls. In fact, I don't know their last names. And in fact, I know I was talking to him the other day, and he told. I said, "There's one girl that is lovely there. I think she's Grant, and she's a blonde and so on." He said, "Well, that's Isabel," and he gave me her last name. But I know it's Isabel. That's all I know. But I think she's a very. I think she's a good girl in the store there. But he probably won't be able to keep her too long if she. Must have another year. You see, they would just come here after school hours and so on, you see, to help them out. But during the summer, well, you never know what hours they're here, but it's whenever they have time off from whatever, you know, they're doing. I know the one girl speaking, teaching French. So, that's what I think. Of course, we saw French people. There's supposed to be people don't even speak French.
Mm-hmm.
You do? Mm-hmm. Oh, how'd that happen?
Translation for me and a lot of work.
So I taught French, by the way. It left that one off. And my son is very efficient in French. In fact, he was head of the French department at the Bureau of Statistics. But he got a heap. Well, now listen, he taught. See, he was. There is quite a few French around here. And we had more French. Coming in the store when the boys were young, and they both, we had enough run. I don't think they need as much French as they're giving us. I'm still hard on it.
But the wedding.
Oh, what wedding? I told you everything I had to tell you.
Well, but I have more questions.
What are they? I can't imagine being any more questions.
For your wedding ring.
What?
For your wedding ring? You already told me about your engagement ring.
Oh, this is my... Oh, there's my wedding ring right there.
No, your wedding...
It's just an ordinary ring.
A gold band, right?
Yes, it was a lot larger than that. It was beautifully carved and had my initials and so on underneath it and his. Nothing there now. And I've had them all made smaller.
What about your husband's ring?
He didn't have a ring.
You didn't get a wedding band?
No, he didn't have a wedding band in those days. No way. He had a... He had a nice ring, but, and see, there's no nothing on these things at all. And see, it had a nice carving with initials and the date and so on. Nothing.
What's going on?
Huh? I had to at least made smaller. Eventually, I knew that they were getting too small, too big. They were one day, we shot up into space and another thing. I think this is the end of that nonsense. If I want to keep them, I better have them changed.
Mm-hmm. Now, right after you were married, did people throw rice or confetti, or did the Bellers?
Oh, they had confetti. We didn't have rice, I don't think. Yeah. And we went to Toronto on our honeymoon, started off to go to Toronto. Then we went on to down to Niagara Falls and around the States and all. We were away a couple of weeks before we got home. We had a nice, lengthy wedding. Even wedding and trip.
Did you have photographs taken? You already said you had those taken.
No, I didn't have that taken until after we got back home.
So you'd already gone on your honeymoon and come back?
Uh-huh, come back. Mm-hmm. But this, I don't know, this wasn't very long after.
I don't know, but I can't find because I don't have this other chair made over here. See, that just stands made specially for the house. Now what did I start to tell you?
Are you done?
Hmm?
You might have been.
Oh, yes, this, we had this Gibbard bedroom suite. It was a beautiful thing, you know. I don't know what we paid for it, but it was bought at Gibbard's in Napanee, which was a very famous solid walnut place. And I had a granddaughter would just come to see me, and she always liked this bed. And I thought, well, what under the sun do I have anyways here at all anyway? And if she wants it now, she has bought herself a house, why don't I give it to her? So I said, do you want this bed now? Oh, I love it. You need it. And my sister used to think she wanted to sleep in that bed, but anyway, she's Heather, this girl that just got married last fall. Mm-hmm. She got married exactly on the same day that I married. 14th of September, last year.
Is that purposely, or?
I don't know. She didn't tell me yet. I just wondered. She and I are pretty good friends. She has an awful lot to do with NCC. You may have heard her talking on the radio with the Daily Building and so on. You heard about, you're not here now. You're just here from Western. Oh, you're just here for the summer.
Nope, no, we're here.
Oh, you're going to university too. Heather's been in on that. She is liaison with the press for NCC. And she's had an awful season with the NCC. And don't you remember the time that they had? Well, people thought that to have a degree. And she was in with the NCC at the time. In fact, Jean Piggott is her boss. You've probably heard about Jean Piggott. She's a very famous person. In fact, Heather's just been to Toronto with Jean Piggott and Jean Piggott was being interviewed by June Crawley. You know about June Crawley. And this will be aired in October, I think she said.
Sorry.
Well, hi.
I didn't pick raspberries. I went and bought some to make bread, so.
Listen here, you don't, oh, come on. These ladies are, I'm telling them a story or so. They're fairy tales, mostly. This is my next door neighbor.
Hello. Hi.
And these girls are from the museum down at
Cumberland. Oh, isn't that nice?
Huh. So, they're not going to tell anybody anything I said, but they promised.
No, we're just going to use it for research.
Good. I didn't tell them.
I have something I'm going to take down the museum. Do you remember Obadiah Miller?
No.
That was Aunt Edna's father. And he had part of the cow stuff on his foot. And he got dangling in his toes. And finally, he had to have his leg amputated. This is years and years and years ago. She's not.
She'd tell you far better stories than I can.
But anyway, he made his own wooden leg.
Oh my.
And I have his wooden leg.
It's going down to the museum.
Well, it's up at Allen's and he doesn't want it, so. But, you know, he walked. It was just like a cup that you put on, and there's
what
size around.
Where did he come from?
And he'd walk like this. That was Arthur Miller's
father.
Oh, Arthur Miller's father.
Yeah. It didn't bend, so he had to throw his leg out. And it was fastened with a strap over his shoulder.
See, he got this Ross brought it to me yesterday.
Oh, good.
But Marilyn got it last year, and she brought it and gave it to Lauren. She got made the long one, like, Lauren had a good night.
Anyway.
Bye.
Nice meeting you.
See you soon.
That's Hazel McDowell. I didn't tell you that, but that's who it is. She's my next-door neighbor. She's over there. That's our, that building belongs to us. Mm-hmm. And she is in one of the apartments. There's two apartments upstairs. Mm-hmm. She's got another apartment.
Now, you told us about your wedding dress. What about your going away outfit? Did you have one?
Yes, I had a nice kind of a goldy plate of a suit.
A two-piece?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And what about Morris?
Oh, he wore the same thing. Yeah, my goodness, you always wore the men wore the same things. And we got, I can tell you this, we got to Toronto. We were headed to reservations at the King Edward Hotel. Mm-hmm. And we were half an hour or more late to what they thought we should be there, and they had to cancel them. And, oh, gee, even Morris was pretty well disgusted. They said, it's okay, we have an overflow that we send you to. And they sent it to an overflow on Jarvis Street. That was our rate. And so that's where we went.
Now, where did you get your going away outfit?
In Toronto.
In Toronto?
Mm-hmm. I got these on. And I had the name of the place even on my...
At the same place you got your wedding dress?
Mm-hmm. It was on North Street, and it wasn't very far from the island. Down there. I can't just think of it. I should know. I majors or I can't even say something. Anyway, it doesn't make any difference.
Mm-hmm. Now, during the time that you had the wedding and you had, did you have a reception at home at your parents' house?
Well, that's when we had we had dinner there, and then that was a reception that we were going to have.
No.
We didn't have any big nothing on the elaborate affair.
Was anything? Was anything? Did the guests do anything?
No, nothing at all. They were just grant my aunts and uncles and so on, and they weren't going to do anything.
And it was the same number of people at the reception as there were at the wedding.
Oh well, there was lots of guests at the wedding that we didn't ask.
Oh.
And the church that size, don't you think there'd be lots of people? And people, and in Tweed, everybody knew. They all knew me.
Mm-hmm.
And they naturally were curious
to go to the wedding.
To go to the wedding, and I told you that the school children, the principal of the school children, the high school, out to see the wedding. Yeah.
No, you said your mother had a chicken dinner.
Yes, I know.
Mm-hmm. And what else?
Oh, gosh. No, I don't know. Unless she had one of her, I don't know. She didn't. Mother was a marvelous cook, or how she ever did it, I'll never know. But she did it.
Now, yours was obviously an English wedding. Were there any French weddings and French people there?
No.
So you wouldn't know any differences?
No. We lived in Tweed. As Tweed was, it wasn't. Oh, listen, we had a French settlement out of Tweed, but no. I know they used to come into my dad. He would know about them because they were. See, he was a tailor.
Mm-hmm.
And but there was a Tweed was more Irish Catholic. It was part of the town. And you see, we have a. I showed you a picture of it. And there's Roman Catholic Church, a big church.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any speeches or toasts that you made to
the reception? I don't remember that part. I do not know. I don't imagine anybody wanted to say anything.
Didn't you like that? You just going to sit down and eat.
Yes,
now, what about the wedding cake?
This beautiful, and my mother made a beautiful wedding cake for me.
Do you remember what it was? Was it fruit cake? Or?
Oh, fruit cake. Oh, yes. Mother made it. And I remember she made the same recipe for my sister when she got married. No, it was a very lovely cake.
You didn't have a recipe, did you?
Oh, goodness gracious.
Nancy's the one interested in that.
Oh. Well, sir, I think you can get beautiful recipes. This girl has one in one of her cookbooks. It's one of the best recipes I ever saw.
Could you describe it? Now, you had fruit cake. Was there an icing on top of it?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I assume you dressed up. Oh, yes, we did.
How was it dressed up then?
Oh, well, with icing and almond icing and dressing and fancy dress, fancy on top of it.
You didn't have any little figurines or any rosettes or flowers or anything?
Gosh, I'd have to have a memory in my head. I don't know anything about that.
Is it a dark fruit cake?
Oh, yes.
Okay, how far ahead of the wedding was the cake made?
Oh, well, you know, a cake like that has to ripen for a while, and I imagine it was made, it'll be made in probably in the spring, because the summer was good, you know, when you, and in those days, we didn't have electric refrigerators.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have that sort of thing at all.
We're working at the museum, I don't have an electric refrigerator either in my house.
No?
Where would you start a cake? Okay.
Pardon?
Where would you start a cake? Just to make sense.
We had an excellent basement, and everybody, it was your cellar, as we call them, and it was, see, Dad just had it filled with apples, and that sort of thing in the wintertime, like they'd have snow apples with spy apples, and russets, and Helen's things. Sweet, and then we had this other sweet apple that Dad used to always have on hand, and Mother used to steam them for him, too. He thought the meal was not fit. Right, unless he had these steamed Thomas people.
So you stored it in the
basement? Yes, he stored everything in the basement. Your basement was excellent. Mm-hmm. It was cold. And,
every summer.
Okay. Well, it was the whole size of the building. Mm-hmm. And, but it was a really good root cellar. We never... Oh, you went down there, you were... You had a sweater. It really was cold. And it was fairly deep. Now, the basement here is not deep. In fact, you have with big beans on them, and well, I wouldn't stand up to go walk along. I have to dip my head every so on. See, this house was built before the 20th century. Too.
Did you cut the cake into pieces and give it to the people at the reception?
I don't remember any of that stuff. I cannot tell you that story. No, I know that my sister had that, but she was married quite a little while afterward. I do not know. I'm quite sure we did.
I was wondering if you had a green cake. Do you have something else on the basement? Did you save any of the wedding cake afterwards?
Oh, we didn't, but during the year, you were supposed to keep a bit of it, but when your guests and people that came in to want to say hello to you for the first, you were supposed to have a piece of wedding cake for them. And you were supposed to have wine, but wine was never my hot spot. My mother used to make grape jelly, grape wine, and she used to go on these, which was ordinary grapes, nice blue grapes, and she always picked the wild grapes, and we'd mix them together, and we could always make the most beautiful grape juice, you know, with that. It'd be strong enough that you'd have to put water with it. Mm-hmm. But it was lovely. But that's what you had. You had grape wine and a piece of fruit cake.
So this is after the honeymoon?
After you came home for a while. Well, this is when people started to say hello to you.
As a new couple?
Yes. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Did you last very long, or did you have a lot of people coming
home? Oh, no, no, no. My goodness. 65 years ago? I can't remember anything I had. I'm having an awful time remembering. That's enough of that. I can't tell you any more of that.
Well, what about the reception? Did you have music when you were at your parents' house?
No, we didn't have. I don't remember anything except we had the meal and we talked and we had to get ready to go to Toronto. You know, it was a long way to go to Toronto in those days. Mm-hmm. And we drove. And, you didn't go to Toronto in 3 hours like we do now. There's 4 hours from here. I don't know. But you go pretty fast.
Yeah, it's about 4.5 hours.
We went to Tweed in 2, and that's better. We came home in 3 hours, less than 3 hours, I know, last Sunday night. But, there's traffic is enough around, and so on, you can't make it too fast. I think you say 4.5 at the time? Well, that's pretty fast, anyway. Of course, Tweed is a little better than halfway to Toronto. Mm-hmm. Well, no, Ross said it was 135 miles. He said he had kilometers, too. I forget what they
were. 360 kilometers.
To what time?
Once you hit 401, I think.
Is that right? Yeah. Well, you go down to 401 from Morrisburg, or
down to 460?
Yeah. Well, it was 7, I told that. Well, 7, of course, it'd be not as fast. I like 7. Oh, my, it was beautiful. It was fast. You get everything so green, and you go past some of these nice lakes. Of course, this is the part I knew, and I enjoyed it very much. But the trees are so beautiful. And I maintained that we have so much unemployment that we should have the people that are handing have their hands over for their unemployment insurance should be given a job. And there's so many of these trees that are standing stuff without anything on them, you know. They should be taken down and or wood for somebody, you know. I think it could get two people a job. Mm-hmm. And I think I should imagine a person who would have that kind of job. There's spots along there's what they call it. You don't know 7.
I think I know.
There's what they call a sinkhole along there. And of course, they had quite a time getting through that. It was a swampy area. Mm-hmm. And all the trees they cut down, they put them in this spot. And they all stood, turned around and said they wouldn't even stay up, stay flat. And they called that the sinkhole.
Did you throw your bride a bouquet after the reception, or the garden?
Gosh, I don't remember.
Well, you only had your sister.
I had my sister. My sister and I both had bouquets, but I don't think there was anybody there that was interested in the bride of Okay. I don't think there was. Nobody wanted to get it. I don't know if anybody was. See, and I remember my aunts and uncles and of course there were a lot of the cousins and so on, but I don't remember them.
Did you get any wedding gifts at the reception with the wedding itself?
Oh, I had lots of nice gifts, and I don't really remember.
Nothing in particular?
No, I could stop and think of what certain people gave me, but that's not.
Did you learn more exchange gifts when you were married?
Oh, yes, we did. I don't know what it was. So just answer that question before you ask me.
Okay. Now, your honeymoon was basically Niagara Falls.
And then we went south of Lake Ontario and on over to Lake George and back up to Montreal. And,
You said the state as well?
Well, yes, sure. I went to the southern part of Lake Ontario.
Oh, okay, just to mm-hmm. travel over there.
Traveled all that. And I had an aunt that lived over at Watertown, and we went to visit her. And so that's, you probably know about Watertown, if you go across the border. Are you across the border shopping?
No, I don't. My dad is a merchant, so
I do not believe in it. I think they don't think of Canada when they go and do that sort of process.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't do it. And my dad, you see, was a tailor, and naturally he believed in supporting the home tailor.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to skip a few questions here. I got one from 54, 57, but I just got to ask a couple of in general questions about the wedding and then kind of you. Did your family follow any traditions when you were married? Did something that your parents had done? Was your wedding different from your parents' wedding anyway? Were they married in basically the same manner as you were?
Well, see, I was married in the church, and her children was married at her home she had lived in a very large farmhouse in Robin Township in the county of Hastings. And I know her reception at was actually they had a big kitchen that would seat 100 people in.
Oh, boy.
Unless these farmhouses in those days.
You'd have hired hands, right?
Oh, yes, you'd have hired hands. But you know, that house was large.
Kitchen and a half right there.
And you know, they had extra rooms off, and here's the milk special room, and another room here. And the living room, it was a parlor. And you never went in there. Mm-hmm. Once in a while, if I was there, I'd peek in and see.
Kids weren't allowed in there.
No, when you get to the floor, stuff on the end, anyway, everything's been curtains drawn off the
stuff. So in that way that then rural and urban weddings were different. Yours is an urban wedding.
Yes, mine was
a church and theirs was something that was more of a everyone come gather around and
theirs was I think that they had an awful lot of relatives there because I know that they could handle 100 people in their kitchen. And grandma would
I can't even imagine that.
And they weren't used wood stoves, you know, those days?
Mm-hmm. My aunt was used to using a cheese and turbo.
Can you run it?
I can heat up the kitchen. I don't know if I can cook.
Can you cook on it?
No, I haven't tried yet.
Have you gone to this other place, Bradley establishment in the West End? Mm-hmm. That's quite a spot there.
Is what, is it a historical thing?
It's historical, yes. That's funny, I haven't, because it's quite interesting. And they have lots of children's groups coming there all the time.
To talk about what was
I saying? Mm-hmm. About everything there. You see, I've been there when they had been making donuts and, you know, things like that. These girls, and they're always dressed up in the old style.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have to
dress up. You have to do those things? Well, that's what they do with this. And it's an old Bradley estate. And I don't know whether it's related to the Bradleys here or not, because I don't know the people there. But, and all the Bradleys that would know any about their job before mm-hmm. they got this other establishment. So I don't know.
And one last question.
Is it hard?
No, you don't even have to say anything if you want to. Just compared to how your wedding was and compared to the weddings that you've obviously just gone to, what do you think has changed? Is there a change in thinking or a change in that?
Well, I think there's a different, altogether different attitude about weddings now, isn't there? I'm asking you.
I think so.
I believe in, if I get married, I believe in staying. And I don't believe in people getting married. Oh, that's all right. It doesn't suit you, but you can get rid of it, get out of it. I don't believe in that. And I think you think a while before you get married. And now this girl here, she was a long while before she got around getting married. And I said, listen, his grandfather he just died last year. He was 95. And I said, he wants to get married so badly. But I said, you won't soon do it. If you're going to get married. But between the two of them, you see, they're both so independent. You see, when you get heavier, each one has a special job. You hate to give it up. And then you think, well, Marty, as free as I used to be. I didn't miss all that stuff.
And then, like, how you lost your job as a school teacher.
I didn't give it up, but I just didn't think anything of it. That's what you do.
But how do you think about it now?
I don't think it's right now. I think I should have been able to stay and teach more.
Because I could now if I was a teacher and I was not studying last year.
You see, I would love to that, but I didn't go back to see lots of times afterward because they needed me, and the law of rules had changed me. And everyone couldn't. But I was the only one in this area that could go and teach their high school. So that's it. I went. I enjoyed it. I got teaching what I wanted to teach. So it doesn't bother me too much. I'm sorry. I guess I told you all the nonsense that you didn't want to tell me.
You gave us quite a lot.
Raving on, because raving is the word I guess.
I really appreciate your cooperation. Let's turn this off so you'll have